Appendix A, Command and Support Relationships. Because of the complexity of OE and METTC requirements, Seaburn elements are task-organized to meet the requirements of an assigned mission. Task organization is routinely multi-component and can include any combination of platoons, companies, and battalions organized under the task force headquarters. Commanders use command and support relationships to build combined arms organizations. Command relationships define command responsibility and authority. Support relationships define the purpose, scope, and effect desired when one capability supports another. Command and support relationships are fundamental to effective Seaburn support to operations. Operations orders that place units under the command of a different headquarters for any length of time must include a detailed summary of the relationship between the unit, its new headquarters, and its parent unit. Typically, the smallest detached Seaburn force is a platoon. The Seaburn commander requires freedom to employ forces to adapt to the current OE, but traditionally the command relationship for Seaburn Elements Brigade and above is attached or in direct support. Figure A-1 in the print version of FM3-11 depicts traditional relationships for brigade and above elements. The Joint Task Force is typically in direct support to the theater or army, and the Seaburn Brigade is most likely in direct support to the Corps or possibly in general support to allow for the freedom to adapt to mission requirements. The maneuver commander requests needed capabilities, and the Seaburn staff assists with determining the right task organization of Seaburn assets to support. Seaburn Elements Battalion and below are organized to provide the best support to the maneuver commander based on the tactical situation. A Seaburn battalion in support of the division may be further task organized with tactical control of companies and platoons to maneuver elements. The Seaburn battalion commander can advise the maneuver commander on the best employment of the subordinate Seaburn elements. The best employment practice maintains integrity of platoons and specialty teams to maximize their capability. See Chapter 3 for more information on the employment of Seaburn elements in support of decisive action.